ీరాచయమైదందం దినబంధుదయం వాగతీయానభవత కచిదన్యమమాస్తి నిపతతు శతకోటిర్నిమలం వానవంబస్ తదపి కిల పౌయుట శ్రూయతే శతకేన. రూప గోస్వామి ఇస్ ప్రేయింగ్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ఫర్ ద mercy of Krishna, and he gives the analogy of a chataka bird who only drinks from the cloud regardless of what the cloud has in store for the bird. Rains or thunderbolts, the chataka bird is never discouraged. In the same way, a devotee is never discouraged. So he says, O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or give me punishment. But in this world, I have no one to look to except your lordship. The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws thunderbolt. Prachinanam bhajanam atulam duskaram shrinvato me nayasena jvalatti hridayam bhakti leshalasasya vishvadrishim agahara tavakanya karunyavichim asha binduksitam idam upetyantare antashaityam. I am very weak and I am lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. So when I hear of the difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with despair. So the devotee said, I'm so weak. When I hear of the service of Shukadev Goswami, sitting for 7 days and preaching without taking food, just I can't do this. Or if I hear of the great services which was done by Rupa Goswami, he's still praying. If I hear of the services done by Ambarish Maharaj, fasting for 40 days, just hearing Krishna Katha, if I hear about these great kings, what they did in service, I'm so weak, I feel there's no hope. But O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that the waves of your mercy splash everyone, from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. So Rupa Goswami expresses here the sentiment, I'm not so qualified like Shukadev Goswami. I'm not so qualified like this great Prahlad Maharaj or Dhruva Maharaj, so determined. So I lose all hope when I hear how Dhruva Maharaj, just to find you, went to the forest for so many months he stayed there. I can't do that. But then when I hear of another quality, and that is that you are merciful to the fallen, then I get hope. I become so much hopeful. So the devotee, this is what Rupa Goswami describes here. He puts more hope in the mercy of Krishna, not in his own qualifications. These sentiments, I was just discussing with one Vaishnava sannyasi downstairs. We were discussing how is it possible for an ordinary soul to become become a true Vaishnava. Because it is very easy to change the dress and to put a tilak. But it's so hard to change the heart. Do you agree?
Yes, Maharaj.
Very, very simple to make some external changes, you know. And we don't say hello, we say Haribol. We change our language, we change our dress, we change our decorations, tilak, and so on. But to change the heart, after so many years, still there are desires for sense gratification. So how will you change the heart? And listen very carefully what we discussed. We discussed one verse of Rupa Goswami where he gives the answer. He says, just like a rose can become reflected in a crystal, in the same way the qualities of the Vaishnavas can appear in our heart by Sangha. Let us think for a moment about this analogy. If you bring a rose and hold it to a crystal, without effort, the rose will enter the crystal as a reflection. You can see, ooh, the rose is inside. No hammer was needed, no mechanical tool. It just appeared effortlessly, it seems. By Sangha, by association, with by being close to that crystal. Otherwise the crystal is very hard, and only white color, no red color. So in our heart, also qualities can appear if we have association of Vaishnavas. We can go to psychological counseling, we can go to management counseling, we can go to psychotherapy, we can do so self-improvement books we can read. The qualities will not come in our heart so easy. But if you stay in the association of a good Vaishnava, by the principle of Sangha, the qualities which he has become reflected in your own heart. Is the example clear?
Yes.
For Krishna consciousness, you can make austerities to change your qualities. You can stand in the cold water for a whole winter. You can read many books, you can do many this and that, but the good qualities will not come in the heart like this, by this forceful effort. The qualities will come in the heart if you have good association with good devotees. And therefore, this is a very important principle in spiritual life. And now, I sincerely feel in these two prayers, Rupa Goswami gives us some of his valuable insights in Krishna consciousness. He says, in the first Kvela prayer, in the first prayer, he speaks of his determination to only go to Krishna, just to get the mercy of Krishna, just like the bird, the Chataka bird, even when there's thunderbolt and when it's so difficult, it will fly into the cloud and drink from the cloud. It will never drink from the ground. So the devotee, we feel his determination is to only get mercy of Krishna, not mercy of Maya. We can feel that. And the second prayer, he convinces us of the power, power of Krishna's mercy, that even though he may feel disqualified at times, the power of Krishna's mercy can make wonders happening. And there is a prayer by Sanatana Goswami to the power of Krishna's mercy. He says, I bow down to the power of Krishna's mercy, who has brought me an ordinary soul to reside in Vrindavan. So we hope that by the power of Krishna's mercy, on the 1st of November, we will escape the walls of this hospital and come to Vrindavan. That is our great hope. And you, our kind Vaishnavas, you please bless us that it will be possible for us.
Panjaya Maharaj.
Punjabi Bagh.
Where will you come, Punjabi Bagh?
Punjabi Bagh. I will come to Punjabi Bagh after my stay in Braj. There will be two international retreats. You are cordially invited to attend, at least for some time. You can find out the exact places and times from the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education web page. And then I will stay 2 more weeks for important work in Vrindavan, and then after 2 weeks I will come to Punjabi and see you and dance with you and be fully enthusiastic about your ability to sing on the right note, the right key. I will come and joyfully celebrate the chorus of multi voices in Punjabi Bagh. Good. My dear devotees, we will end our program now with a bye.